Save Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Connie, it's not that you were with someone that annoyed Penny. It was that you smuggled them into the hotel. That's what got to her.
Really? Hasn't everyone done that at least once in their life?
Well, maybe when we were young, but, I mean, not now.
Well, Mike, that's just it. It was an absolute hoot. It was like being young again.
Oh, Connie.
No, really, it was. And there was no harm done. I don't know why Penny was so annoyed.
I told you. It's because she was frightened that we'd get turfed out of our rooms and... Well, it might have been that we'd just been talking about me moving in with her and the conversation didn't go that well.
Oh, you didn't tell me you were going to move out.
I'm not.
But you've just said you are.
No, I didn't. I said we were talking about it.
Oh, well, you've been saying that for ages. We all know that won't happen while Kathy's there.
Well, it might.
So, did you two enjoy the holiday?
Well, yeah, of course we did.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Oh, look, I've got to go. It's only me and Henry in today. Matthew's on holiday at the moment.
Oh, well, let's hope they have a good time.
Well, Penny and I had a lovely time, thank you. It was only that night it got a bit awkward. That's all.
Hang on. I still don't understand why she was so annoyed with me. She wouldn't have been thrown out, I would. It had nothing to do with her.
I know that. As I say, I don't think she was really annoyed with you. It was more of the situation. I suppose it was a bit of a surprise, that's all. And she was in a bit of a bad mood anyway. So, this chap, will you see him again?
No, you know me. One night was more than enough. And anyway, he had smelly feet.
Oh, come here, sis.
Oh, I'm all right. He was actually quite nice.
Apart from the smelly feet.
Yeah, apart from those. But no, it was just a holiday romance. The thing... Mike, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I really don't like it when you two argue.
Oh, we're all right. But we can't go on living separately forever, can we?
Well, I thought you rather liked Kathy now. Couldn't you live there with her as a lodger?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, she's okay, but I don't think it'd work.
Well, Penny can move in here with you if you like.
Really? Oh, well, I mean, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, I think so, if it helped you too.
Oh, right, well, I'll speak to her later about it then. Hey, thanks, sis.
Oh, it's okay. So, good luck with today. Hope it all goes well.
Yeah, should be all right.
Matthew, you've eaten it already.
Yes, I know. And it was very nice, thank you. In fact, I could eat another slice.
No, you cannot. That was huge. So, how's your coffee?
Yeah, it's good. And you?
Yeah, it's lovely.
And your cake, is it good?
Yes, it is. It's very nice, thank you.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, here you are. Go on, have a bite.
Yeah, it's lovely. Are you sure you can finish it?
Yes, I can, thank you. So, where shall we go to next?
What about going down to the front?
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Matthew, I hope that's not work. Well, is it?
Yes, it's Mike. But he's only saying that he hopes that we're having a lovely time.
Oh well, that's nice of him. So, Matthew, can you put it away now, please?
Well, I've got to reply.
Well, be quick then. Oh, you could have sent him a photo of your cake if you hadn't eaten it already. Okay, maybe not.
Mike! Who's that woman who came in the other week? The one who's friends with Matthew?
Do you mean Becky?
No, not her. The other one.
Oh, you don't mean Cordelia, do you?
Yes, that's the one. Well, she's in. I've just seen her in Gifts.
Oh, well, she won't be able to see Matthew, will she? Did she ask for him?
Oh, no, she didn't. I didn't speak to her.
Ah, okay.
Right now, staffing for tomorrow. James is off and so is Sue.
Okay.
Yes. But we should be all right, as long as Andy's in. And then he can go into men's with you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
So, how was your holiday? You haven't said.
Oh, it was wonderful, thanks. Ah, but you didn't hear that Kathy couldn't go in the end, did you? Connie, my sister, went instead.
Oh, why couldn't Kathy go?
She had COVID.
Really? She wasn't just saying that to get out of it going, was she?
No. Why on earth would she do that?
Oh, it's just I got the impression that it was a bit awkward between you and her. You know what I mean, with keeping up. You know, with keeping two ladies happy and all that.
Oh, no, I don't know what you're on about. Kathy was going to do her own thing anyway, so it wasn't a matter of keeping two ladies happy. That's a load of rubbish.
Oh, ooh, I'm sorry. I obviously got it wrong. So in the end, it all worked out, did it?
Yes, it did. In fact, it was better going with Connie, and the holiday, if you must know, was absolutely perfect.
So, who's the luckiest girl on this planet? It's me, of course, because I'm with you.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's true. We're a good match, but my charm and your brains will go far.
Oh, I don't know about that. I would have said it was my charm and your brains.
Matthew, is this going to be our first argument?
No.
Come on then, let's go for a paddle.
Okay. But hang on. Wait for me. Oh, Yaz, I'm drenched.
Okay, so am I.
Yeah, but you look even more beautiful.
Oh, Matthew.
Oh, Yaz.
Oh, come on. Race you to the beach huts.
Okay, but hang on. Oh, Yaz, wait a minute. Oh, where did I put my shoes?
So, did you like Ireland?
Yes, it was lovely.
And how's Kathy?
Oh, she seems much better now.
I bet she was gutted that she couldn't go.
Yes, she was.
She must have been so disappointed. So would you go back?
What, with Mike?
No, with Kathy. She'll want to go and visit, won't she?
Well, she might not ask me.
Oh, I'm sure she would. So would you?
I don't know. I'll have to see.
Penny, seeing you've just had a holiday, you don't seem that happy.
Oh, I am. I'm just tired, that's all.
Oh, gosh. You haven't got COVID, have you?
No.
So, do you fancy a coffee after work? And then I can hear all about your holiday.
Yeah, OK, why not? And, were you able to cope without me?
Yes, of course I was.
I was only... Oh, forget it. Oh, Henry's coming over. I wonder what he wants.
So where are we going tomorrow?
We're going on to Paignton, and I thought we could look around the zoo there.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, it should be. And then I thought we'd spend the night there and then go on to Dartmouth Castle.
Okay. Oh, sometimes I wish we didn't have mobile phones.
Oh, it's all right. It's not work.
Well, thank goodness for that. What's the point of employing those two if they cannot cope without you?
They can. They do a good job. Now, I was thinking, after dinner, do you want to walk along the promenade?
Yes, that would be lovely.
Do you like it here more than Scotland?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to see more of it first before I could decide.
Ah, I see. I was just wondering, that's all.
No, that's all right. What do you think?
Well, I don't think you can compare them, to be honest. They're just... so different.
Yes, so we'll just have to have two holidays home then.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Yes. And while we are at it, shall we have somewhere in France as well?
Oh, yes, why not? But I'll have to make my first million before we can do that.
Well, you won't be doing that at Patterson's, will you? Matthew, I was thinking...
Oh, yes, what about?
Well, it's about your family. When will I meet them?
Oh, I don't know. Well, having said that, Uncle Nick said he might come over soon, so it won't be that long before you get to see him.
Oh, busy. Well, that would be nice. But when are we meet your parents?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it.
I know. Why don't we do a surprise visit?
What, to see them?
Yes, it would be fun.
Nah, I don't think they'd like that. They don't really like surprises.
Okay. Well, why don't we go at Easter then?
Look, let's think about it, shall we?
You don't want me to meet your parents, do you?
Yeah, of course I do. You know it's not that.
Well, what is it then? I know you don't always see eye to eye with your dad, but I've got to meet them at some point.
Yes, I know that. But as I say, let's think about it. And anyway, you'll meet Uncle Nick soon, and he's ever so nice. You'll like him.
Okay. But I do think we should go over and see them at some point.
Well, we will, but not this year.
Okay. So let's go at Easter.
Yaz, you're not listening to me. Please, can we just think about it? I don't want to decide now.
Okay. Whatever you want. I only want to meet them because I love you so much.
I know. But honestly, there's no rush, is there? We've got to sort out our own holiday home first.
Now there's a bit of a hitch with that.
Oh, yes?
Well, have you noticed the price of houses down here?
Yes.
Well, everything is far more expensive here, isn't it?
Yes. I see. So it's back up to Scotland, is it?
I'm sorry, Matthew, but I won't be able to afford to buy anything here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.